Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
I might offend a couple of people. Don't mean to, but if you get offended by this, I'm sorry. It's just how it is, all right? I'm just telling it how it is. I'm a straight up guy. This is what I'm doing. What I'm seeing in this space at the moment is things like the oversold RSI, overbought RSI, MA crossovers, like moving average crossovers, dead cross, double bottoms, head and shoulders, all this crap, and the very, very worst is sloping trend lines, in my opinion. Okay? I want to tell you something, and I'll be honest with you, right? All this stuff I've done before too, okay? I've traded for 11 years, and in my first 2 years, I wasted 2 years of my life learning so much about technical analysis that I was an expert on it but couldn't make any money. Why? Because I wasn't learning how to trade. I was learning about indicators, about things. Understanding how an engine works within a car does not make you a race car driver. Understanding everything about the workings of the markets does not make you an all-star trader. Keep that in mind. Indicators are created by the movement of price action. Therefore, price action comes first. Price measured by time comes first. Indicators come second. So if you're focusing on your buy and sell signals due to indicators, you are not doing it well. Or let me phrase that better. You can be better. You can be better. And it's in my interest to have you be better. I want you to be the best trader that you can be. I want to teach you what actually works. I want to show you the structured approach that I've used over the last 11 years to successfully navigate in markets. And don't forget this, guys, even a turkey can fly in a hurricane. If cryptocurrency disappears tomorrow, the strategies that I use, I can go and apply in any other market out there, as I have done for years. And I don't want you to become exposed and make a bunch of money on the way up when everything's going really, really well. Well, not everything, but you know what I mean? It's much easier to make money when it's just so explosive like it is right now. I don't want you to make a bunch of money in the next 12 to 24 months to then give it all back by using the same stupid, crappy strategies that aren't strategies at all. It's a thought process. And guess what? When I became completely objective, because you know what? Horizontal lines are horizontal. That is it. There ain't no more to it. Subjective means you can move it to fit what you want from the market. Bugger that, be objective, guys. What type of trader are you is super important because it needs to be designed around you. I can't tell you what to do. I can give you the strategies, I can give you the discipline, I can give you the checklist, I can give you a great deal, but I can't change your life as far as your commitments to other things. So you need to be efficient. You don't, you're not just going into 2 hours of your trading time to stare at markets, stare at screens, and hopefully find some trades, because you'll find them if you want to. Now, you've got to set a structure in place. You've got to ask yourself what's going to give you the best chance of success. The question is day trading or swing trading? Full-time or part-time? Don't be afraid to change, because that's going to happen. Okay, it's going to happen. If you're there to trade full-time, then you better get some education. And if you haven't already done my courses, then you probably should, because it's an absolutely important thing for anyone full-time. If you're part-time, I also suggest you do the same thing. I've got the prices super low, so it's very, very accessible, but you do need to get some structure to your trading. We're going to first of all have a look for you right now whether swing trading or day trading may be for you. You make the decision. I'll take you through it. I like to take it easy where I can, so my style has morphed more into swing trading because less is more in my world. I prefer to take less trades and look for bigger returns. So swing trading suits me down to the ground. Not to say I don't intraday trade, I just prefer to find swing trades. There's a lot of people out there that are trading and think they need to know all about technical analysis, when in fact that is incorrect. Okay, listen here. Technical analysis by itself isn't really much at all. It's how you combine that technical analysis together that provides a trading strategy. Now, my strategies are checklist strategies. You literally go through each individual element and check them off. So it's a scorecard, if you will. How much do you think you'll actually learn if you tried to learn absolutely everything about this technical analysis? Well, let me tell you one thing. When I started trading, I tried to learn everything because in school, I was taught that the people that knew the most or that studied the hardest would tend to get the best results. Now that skewed my way of thinking, because I thought all I've got to do is just study, read, learn, and I'll get there. And to a certain extent, yes, there's definitely a huge amount of study and learning, but it's how you target your learning. And your targeted learning should be around finding credible people to actually help to expedite your learning curve. Going through and learning out about how all of these are calculated, about how all of them work, it's not going to help. What it does is it causes something called analysis paralysis. And I've seen this in the 10 years that I've been in markets, educating people and trading myself. I've had it many times before, that when you've got too much going on, you don't know how to make a decision, because it could go this way, it could go the other way, it could go any way at all. Find someone who knows how to trade, hopefully that'll be me, and get on what they do. If it makes logical sense to you, learn it, repeat it. Get mentored by somebody and really focus on what you need to do, which is not learn everything about the markets, it's learn what your niche is.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.